Hello, and welcome to the Boschcast, your source for today's conservative headline news. Episode 120 is sponsored by BoschTalk.com, social media networking without the bias censorship. A vaccine alert was shared on ABC 8. The alert was related to Richard Terrell. The 74-year-old male's skin fell off after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The symptom onset was sudden after the first dose. Terrell spent 5 days in the hospital. He is now recouping at home and still glad he got the vaccine. A secretly recorded video from Project Veritas shows immigrants, including children, being held under a bridge. The area is a makeshift Customs and Border Protection processing center. The video shows migrants enduring inhumane conditions at the U.S. southern border. Antifa and left-wing journalists previously claimed that the Antifa gunman Michael Renau was killed by law enforcement who did not identify themselves and that he did not have a firearm. A 7-month-long investigation has found both of those claims to be untrue. A new court document says George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. Dr. Andrew Baker, the Hepburn County medical examiner, said the amount of fentanyl was a fatal level, even under normal circumstances. Legislatures in 47 states across the country have introduced 108 voter restriction bills since February 19th. That is a 43% increase in just over a month, bringing the total of bills to 361 this year. Police in Tacoma, Washington, are asking for more information regarding a viral video that shows several black males assaulting a Korean couple. The couple, in fear, can be heard screaming for help. Please contact 800-222-TIPS with information. Shared by Disclose TV via The Economist, the French armed forces are planning for a high-intensity war as generals believe they have a decade or so to prepare. There has been a mass shooting in Orange County, California. 4 people are dead, including a child. Axios News says in an article that the fourth wave of COVID is here. The statement is based on the average daily caseload increase over the past week. The uptick is shown in 25 states, and the biggest spikes are seen in New York and Michigan. It should be noted that New York and Michigan have a high per capita rate of vaccinated individuals. Apparently, Foreign Minister Lavrov of Russia has warned a new war in the East Ukraine could end with the destruction of that country. 4 male members of Antifa have been arrested. The men rioted at the Oregon Capitol, throwing rocks and paint at vehicles and macing drivers. Police say they came armed with guns and other weapons as well. A Midwestern Pet Foods of Indiana has issued a voluntary warning, recalling some cat and dog food. A link to the brands and distribution can be found at Breaking 911 News. After human smugglers threw a baby into the Rio Grande, she was rescued by a Texas Ranger working with Border Patrol. The baby is only 6 months old. A bipartisan bill introduced would require DHS to make a plan for managing surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill would set up a $1 billion fund to help overwhelm migrant immigration agencies. Democrat from New York, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, the Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan should be way higher. AOC says she wants $10 trillion over 10 years. During the interview, she identified herself among the progressives of the Democratic Party. Millions of Johnson & Johnson vaccines were destroyed by workers, according to Just the News released video. The workers accidentally combined inflated ingredients. Italy has passed a decree. Vaccinations for healthcare workers will be required by law. According to the Axios News, the floodgates have opened. Apple CEO Tim Cook, an Alabama native with a lifelong interest in civil rights, joins condemnations of Georgia's new voting law in a statement to Axios. President Joe Biden will display transgender flags at the White House on Wednesday. The display is to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility, according to an official. Pastel pink and blue flags will be used. Are you sick of the false checkers but love social networking? Join like-minded people like me on BoschTalk.com. It's free. Thanks for tuning in to the Boschcast, and I hope to see you for tomorrow's episode.